Nolte, media attack drops 3-year-old grandson for playing with Legos. By John Nolte on August 28, 2020. Obviously frustrated over the success of the Republican National Convention, RNC, the media are now fabricating a scandal to attack President Trump's 3-year-old grandson. Welcome to Lego Gate. During her speech introducing her father at Thursday's RNC, Ivanka Trump told the story of her 3-year-old son, Joseph, building a White House out of Legos and gifting it to his grandfather, who also happens to be the President of the United States. When Jared and I moved with our 3 children to Washington, we didn't exactly know what we were in for. But our kids loved it from the start, she said. My son Joseph promptly built Grandpa a Lego replica of the White House. The president still displays it on the mantle in the Oval Office and shows it to world leaders, just so they know he has the greatest grandchildren on earth. Naturally, the fake news media could not allow this to stand. Too warm. Too humanizing. Not enough orange man bad. It took 2 people, 2, at Business Insider to break the fake bombshell that if the Lego White House is real, where is it? See? Lots of statues. No Lego White Houses. Bloomberg News's White House editor, Alex Wayne, tweeted that none of his outlet's reporters have ever seen the Lego White House. Where is it? Where is it? Other members of the blue checkmark media mafia immediately lost their diseased minds. Another crack journalist named Andrea Bernstein believed she had cracked the case. OMG, Ivanka is telling a story about her son Joseph building a Lego model of the White House. She told the same story about herself once, building a Lego Trump Tower. Bernstein tweeted and screen-capped an excerpt from her anti-Trump book called Something 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 Oligarchs. Bernstein claimed her excerpt was proof Ivanka lied. Except. The excerpt is an anecdote about Ivanka building a replica of Trump Tower out of Legos and something about her evil father fuming over what she got wrong and something else about that anecdote not even being true, and then the black helicopters arrived and took me to my special place. First off, we have to assume this tale in Something Something Oligarchs is true, or not true as the case may be. My head hurts. But even if it is true, is Bernstein unfamiliar with the way in which parents often pass on traditions to their children? Maybe a normal person could inform Bernstein that normal people would look at a story of Ivanka gifting her dad with a Lego replica as pretty solid evidence her son would do the same thing. Oh, and by the way, here's a photo of Joseph's White House made out of Legos sitting in the Oval Office. The photo was taken before Ivanka gave her speech. There it is right there. It's right freaking there. Business Insider was forced to update its fake news. But if you think this is the end of Legogate, of holding a 3-year-old up to the mob and slowly pulling his wings off, then you are obviously unfamiliar with the American political media. Now that we have proof there is indeed a White House made of Legos in the Oval Office, it can mean only one thing. It's still all a lie. To the fact-checking mobile. Ivanka Trump has tweeted a photo of her son, Joseph, with his grandfather at the Resolute desk with the Lego White House, Bernstein tweeted a few hours ago. I've asked the White House if 3-year-old Joseph indeed built it of his own initiative, and if he had assistance. I'm not making that up. That's a real tweet from a real journalist published at ProPublica. You can understand her concern. It's not as if Joseph took millions of dollars from a shady Ukraine energy company or untold millions from China. Hunter Biden is off limits. 3-year-old Joseph is not. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.